From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, August 27th, 2014. Marlise Kammer is reporting in the Register Star. Representatives of Ginsburg's Foods met with the Ghent Zoning Board of Appeals Tuesday, August 26th, to petition for area and use variance permits. The food distributor is seeking approval to construct a building that exceeds the town's maximum building height, more than 180,000 cubic feet of material from the site, during the two phases of the building project. The meeting Tuesday was largely taken up by the public comment, which was overwhelmingly negative based on the paper's account. Ginsburg's hopes to break ground in October for a new warehouse and maintenance facility on Route 66 directly across from the Gerald R. Simmons Industrial Park. Once complete, the building's total footprint will be approximately 300,000 square feet and include a 65,000 square foot freezer and 8,400 square foot maintenance building. The Claverick Zoning Board of Appeals will hold a public hearing on the project meeting at 7:30 p.m. tonight, Wednesday, August 27th, in Town Hall located in Mellonville. Read the full story in the Register Star. Sean Eldridge and U.S. Representative Chris Gibson have agreed to a debate schedule. The campaigns Tuesday, August 25th, issued a joint statement announcing the agreement, thanking the various venues involved. Quote, "We look forward to having multiple substantive debates on the issues," unquote, said Gibson campaign manager Kevin Crum and Gabrielle Quintana Greenfield, Eldridge campaign manager. Democrat Eldridge is challenging Republican Gibson in the 19th congressional district in the general election November 4th. The debate schedule is as follows. The first is October 3rd, 2014, joint editorial board meeting with the Poughkeepsie Journal. Second is October 6th, 2014, a debate at Lake Train Middle School. The third is October 16th, 2014, debate at WMHT Studio in Troy. And the fourth is October 22nd, debate at the Time Warner Cable News Studio. In other election news, the Hudson City Democrats announced its slate of candidates for the November election. In a statement released Monday, August 25th, Committee Chairman Victor Mandolia announced support for Eldridge, for Brian Howard in the State Senate District 43 race, and for Dee Dee Barrett in the 106th State Assembly District. The committee also endorsed Eric Schneiderman for Attorney General and Tom DiNapoli for Comptroller. The Hudson Democrats chose not to endorse a candidate in the gubernatorial race. Randy Credico, incumbent Andrew M. Cuomo, and Zephyr Teachout will face off in a primary election Tuesday, September 9th. Editorial note, Mandolia is a WGXC programmer. John Farrow writes in the Poughkeepsie Journal, the chief executive officer of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation says there is no contradiction between the utility's opposition to a federal plan that has increased home power costs and its own plan to do the same. Stephen Lant told the paper's editorial board Tuesday, August 26th, the newly created federal capacity zone does not create value for customers. Central Hudson's proposed rate increase, he said, would be used to fund infrastructure projects. The capacity zone and the resulting 6% cost increase were imposed in May by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Central Hudson is challenging the zone in court. Meanwhile, the power company is seeking a 7% increase in what it charges to deliver electricity. It is also seeking a 1.29% increase in its natural gas delivery rates. A representative of the grassroots organization Pleasant Valley Concerned Citizens said that while he agreed in part with Lant's comments about FERC, he said Central Hudson is fighting the federally imposed increase because it hinders Central Hudson's chances of receiving its own rate hike. The utility's request is currently before the State Public Service Commission. A final decision is not expected until next summer. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Looking at the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for east central New York, northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, and southern Vermont for Wednesday, August 27th. Widely scattered to scattered thunderstorms are expected Wednesday afternoon into evening. The storms are not expected to be severe and will occur along and ahead of a cold front. The front will move from northwest to southeast through the region. Today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 85. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 76. Thursday night, clear with a low around 50. Friday, sunny with a high near 75. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 81. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunrise today was at 6:16 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:37 p.m. with the length of the day being 13 hours and 20 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, August 27th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.